In the first reading today, we hear one of those tragic statements that we see every once in a while in sacred scripture. In this case, the people of God, whom the Lord had called to himself, and they look at Moses and say, "Don't let us hear the voice of God again. You talk to us, we'll listen to what you have to say, but we don't want to hear the voice of God." How sad is that? But we have to ask ourselves, do we want to hear the voice of God? I'm not saying speaking, because God has given us his word. It's all written down in sacred scripture. And yet, how often we do exactly what Jesus condemned the Pharisees for today, and that is making human traditions more important than the word of God. There are things, like we see in the gospel today, that are very good and practical. Washing your hands before you eat. Teach our kids to do that. It's a reasonable thing. But the Lord is pointing out, look, it's a human tradition. It's a reasonable one. It's not a bad thing. But it's not more important than the word of God. And so we need to make sure, as we look at our own selves, that we're not setting aside the word of God. As our Lord tells us, it's not the things that go in that defile a person, but what comes out. How often do we do these things? It's what's in the heart, so it's not even just what comes out of the mouth. Because the Lord said, what's in the heart is what defiles. And from there come all these things. And so it's not necessarily even something that we always act upon in a physical way. But how much of it is there being pondered in the heart? So when he talks about all these things, we look at our own selves and say, okay, maybe I'm not acting on some of these things, but how much thought am I giving it? How much am I giving myself over to some of this stuff? Where am I really seeking God, and where am I not? Remember what it says. This people gives me lip service, but their hearts are far from me. We want to make sure that our hearts are with the Lord. And that means striving to conform ourselves more and more perfectly to the Lord. We're made in his image and likeness. We're made to be like him. And so anything that is sinful, anything that goes contrary to the word of God, that's going to lead us away from him. And it's going to be a violation of our own dignity because we're not acting according to the way that we were made. And so just look into your own heart and ask yourself how much stuff is floating around in there. What am I entertaining? Once again, maybe I'm not actually acting on it, but how much do I entertain? How much would I maybe like to do? And so I leave that sit in there and let it go round and round. These are not good things. The Lord speaks about things like adultery and murder and theft and things like that. But we can keep going. Remember, he told us that it says, you shall not kill, but I tell you, you shall not be angry with somebody. How much do we keep that sort of stuff in our heart? How much hatred for someone else is there? How much revilement? How much do we give ourselves over to these things of just letting it go round and round and round in our hearts? And boy, can we justify ourselves in the fact that it's all okay. So maybe we're upset because this person did that or the other thing that's wrong. So now I suddenly am okay in hating that person or thinking horrible things about them or wanting revenge because they did something wrong? No, 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 no. What they did was wrong, sure. What I'm doing at that point is wrong. And I can't say it's okay for me to do that because of what they did. Not at all. So whether it's paying attention to what's coming out of our mouths, because remember, Jesus told us we will be responsible for every word that comes out of our mouths. That's a scary thought. But it's also what's going on within. Because again, remember even what our Lord taught us. He tells us today about adultery, but he says anyone who looks at a woman in that way commits adultery in his heart. In other words, the desire is there. He didn't act on it. Thankfully, it didn't go further, but the desire is there. I wish I could. I want to. I'm pondering this. I'm thinking about it. I'm liking it. I'm entertaining it. Whatever you want to say, that's already a sin. So that's, again, where we have to be very clear. It's what's in the heart that defiles. Yeah, sometimes it comes out, and that's even worse. But it's already a sin within if we're willfully entertaining it, if we're giving ourselves over to it. So that's, again, what we want to look at. Our Lord wants us to be conformed more and more perfectly to Him. That means to have a heart that's filled with charity, to have a heart that is more and more like God. That's our call. That's our dignity. That's what our Lord is asking for from those who would be His disciples.